The rising cost of raising kids. Welcome and hello, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Well, the numbers are out from the USDA on the dollar figure to rear a newborn these days. Susan Carter has more.
When adjusted for inflation, food, shelter, and other necessities to raise a child born in 2008 over the next 17 years will cost more than $291,000, and this doesn't even include college.
We analyzed data from the most recent Consumer Expenditure Survey, which is a government survey which examines what families are spending each year on their major budgetary component.
And the biggest component, says economist Mark Leno, is housing.
Families in the urban Northeast spend the most on a child. That's areas that have the highest housing costs. We have families spend the least on a child is in the urban South and rural areas. These areas have lower housing costs.
But Leno says families with multiple children over time level off their spending.
You can buy food in bulk, which is less expensive. Children can share a bedroom. You have hand-me-downs in terms of clothing and toys.
However,
the more income you have, the more you tend to spend on a child.
Well, no matter how you slice it, rearing a child is expensive. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Child care, education, and health care are the biggest increases by far since that first report out in 1960. In 1960, a middle-income family could have expected to spend $25,230 to raise a child through age 17. Overall, a 21% increase on the cost of raising a child. Well, for the first time since 1987, the value of U.S. farmland has declined. According to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, the value of farmland has fallen 3.2% this year, primarily due to the recession. The report said farmland and buildings were worth an average of $2,100 an acre. Now, during the ag recession of the mid-80s, land values bottomed out at $599 an acre. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.